Welcome to Socks and Sandlers. My name is Henry, and I am joined by my friend Lucas.
What's up?
Hey, how are you? You're up?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. If you're here because you think we're going to talk smack about Adam Sandler, get out of here. I don't want to hear it. We're going to talk highly of him. We're going to talk about some of the movies, stand-ups, and the music he does. What do we say to these people that think we're going to talk shit, Lucas?
Get out of here. Go listen to a different podcast.
Yeah, get out of town. See you later. If you're a fan of The Sandman, come on down. Listen to every episode before you go to bed, when you wake up, and when you're doing the laundry. Welcome to Socks and
Sandlers. All right, Henry, let's just get right into it. The movie, it's a good movie. It's fun. You don't need to really pay attention to still enjoy it. It's one of those movies you can put in the background while you're eating dinner, doing your dishes, whatever.
Yeah. I like that it starts off with a little background of mum and dad, where hockey came into it, and it quickly goes to the golf, but that's fine. That's obviously the movie. Egypt is brought up at the start.
It is.
Now, I've got some relation. My grandma is born in Egypt, so I got a weird, a little soft spot to the intro. I think when his mum, he's like, yeah, mum went to Egypt because there wasn't a hockey rink. What was it called?
Wasn't there a hockey rink within 1,500 miles or something like that?
Now, is that true? I know Egypt is quite often sand, but...
Now, I did look this up, and at the time of filming, there was no hockey rinks in Egypt that I could find. However, since 2002, they do have a hockey league. They don't have an Olympic team or anything, but it's just a bunch of guys that enjoyed ice hockey came together. There was possibly an ice skating rink there originally.
Yeah.
And they started playing ice hockey there in the country, which is cool.
The intro after we hear that thing and he gets home from the hockey game, when he starts singing to his now ex-girlfriend, he starts singing, I Want to Kiss You All Over.
Yes.
And over again. That song, without a doubt, once a week pops into my head and I have that scene perfectly in my head. And then afterwards, you know, this nice Asian lady rocks up.
Yeah.
And I assume he sleeps with her. That's implied,
right? It's implied.
I mean, okay. Good for him. A rebound for the night of, I guess.
Yeah.
Weird. I mean, Tinder didn't exist in 96.
No.
So, may as well jump on using the intercom. From his house. Anything else you like about the intro? I do like that he's then the kindergarten teacher, you know? And then she's like, you are a loser. See you later.
Yeah.
Feels like... bit shallow on her part. I mean, fair enough, he's not financially stable though.
I do like though that he, instead of getting upset with her, decided to just insult the children and their art skills.
He's off the bat.
That's a clap. I would do that.
I mean, well, you don't want to be mean to her. He's like, no. Well, these children you work with, they're idiots.
Yeah.
But fast forward into grandma, when we meet the grandma, we don't have a name for her.
No, she's just grandma.
It's just grandma. Grandma Gilmore, I guess.
Yeah.
The old Gigi.
It's like Peppa Pig. Their names are just Mummy and Daddy Pig, apparently. Yeah, she's just Grandma
Gilmore. That is true. I like that she just hasn't paid taxes for so long.
Yeah.
That's the dream. Until you get caught, obviously.
Yeah, just...
like, she's a nice lady. Amazingly nice lady. And I don't think... I don't have any money. That's life, I guess.
Like, I know their tax system works different in the US than it does here. Like, you have to sort out your own taxes and things like that. But if she doesn't have money to pay taxes, does she just not have a job?
I would assume not.
And if she doesn't have a job, she shouldn't be paying taxes anyway, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how their tax system works, but...
I mean, I assume they're not paying off the house. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of the big things at the start. They're like, yeah, she's a really nice lady, but she's a bit of a... dits.
Yeah, she just didn't have any money.
Yeah, and she owned that.
Yeah.
A great house, though. As if the granddad built it with his bare hands.
Yeah, I don't believe his dad was a bear at all. Granddad, even.
Granddad bear, maybe.
Yeah.
Some Goldilocks stuff going on there. And now, moving on to the nursing home. Firstly, didn't realize it was Ben Stiller for so long.
Really?
Off the bat, I didn't know
who he was?
I knew him from because I was younger, I was maybe Dodgeball I watched or something.
Okay.
Even then, I was like, who's Ben Stiller? But then, no, the museum and all these movies, I hadn't realized it was Ben Stiller until I was talking about it with a friend, probably like a few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And I was like, yeah, I love Happy Gilmore, great movie. And they're like, yeah, crazy that Ben Stiller is in it. I'm like, what do you mean? Is he like a golfer? They're like, no, he's like the... he's
the nurse. Hal.
His Hal.L, whatever.
I assume L is his surname, like Hal L.
What do you think his last name is? Lesnar.
Yeah, sure.
Hal Lesnar. Yes. Brock Lesnar's cousin.
Took very different life paths. He's fictional.
I thought, like, he can't be that bad of a guy at the start, because he's like, you know, I won't take your money. I realized when we just rewatched it that he hands him a dollar.
Yeah, but to be fair, Happy doesn't have a lot of money, so that was probably all he had to offer him, which is nice.
He said later on, when he gave the dollar to Otto, the homeless guy, he's like, that's my last dollar. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That's all he had. 100% all he had to look after his grandma.
He loves his grandma.
That's nice.
And how could you not? She was such a lovely lady.
She is a great
despite wife. The not paying taxes.
Yeah, she was. I mean, that is...
But we already went over this.
Yeah.
Go back if you want to hear us talk about it again.
It goes back to Happy finding out he's a great hit, a great long drive, when the IRS and the movers are moving grandma's stuff. Will Sasso is one of the movers. Hilarious that, you know, like a little cameo, I guess. When they're like, Happy said to him, it's like, hey, I want to watch a hockey. That he can't watch a hockey when they're outside.
Yeah, I assume he wanted to go home, but because it's all his grandma's stuff and he loves grandma, he wanted to make sure they weren't breaking it. Even though he probably broke that couch when he jumped onto it at the start of the
movie. Yeah. Well, he broke the front door when he threw the guy through it.
Yeah, that's my guess. He wanted them to finish before he went to watch the game because he wanted to make sure that they didn't break grandma's stuff or like take something for themselves.
Maybe. Yeah, that makes sense. I was always confused. I was like, where does the TV not work inside without the movers in there? I was as a young adult.
I mean, old TVs were like that sometimes. If you stand in a weird spot, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that is true. 96. I assume it was based a.
Probably 95, 96.
Yeah, yeah. Then he realizes he has an amazing drive, goes to the driving range. Yep. He does my favorite bit of this movie is when he goes, if someone's like, yeah, you could go to this tour tomorrow or next week or whatever. And he goes, oh, yeah. And he just goes,
hey, you should play in the Waterbury Open tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
Like, thumbs down with the raspberry. I've used it. In every sporting event with friends, I'm not gonna like use it with the opposition. That's maybe I would, but I haven't.
Probably
I would, but I haven't. But he when he does that, hilarious, gets me every time.
Then yeah, we meet Chubbs.
We meet Chubbs. Was Chubbs Peterson?
Chubbs Peterson, the mentor of the piece, I guess you could call him.
I do like his I do like the wooden hand he's got going on.
And. Something I didn't notice until I read the trivia, like, years later. Chubbs wears a Lacoste shirt. Despite his poor relationship with alligators, still likes their clothing brand.
Oh, true. Lacoste has an alligator on their logo, I guess, yeah. Yeah,
and that pitching machine scene.
Yep.
Where Happy's just in there getting hit because he's got to toughen up.
Yep.
Have you ever wanted to try that?
I honestly, I've always wanted to take this. We don't have them in Australia, really, do we?
Probably not. Or at least they wouldn't be easy to come by. We'd probably have to go to like a baseball club and just use theirs if they have one.
Yeah. What?
Like their pitching machine if they have one.
Yeah, I mean, because cricket's so big here. Yeah. Baseball hasn't taken off like it did in America and in Japan, I guess.
Yeah, Japan's huge on baseball for some reason. I really like it.
Hit a ball, run. It's a great game. What do we do? Cricket, hit a ball, run. It's the same thing, different sort of
run. Sometimes you don't run.
So yeah, when I saw that when I was a kid, even when I was like, when I rewatched it, I was like, wow, that would be... I reckon I could take that pitching machine.
Yeah, I've already had one concussion. What's the worst that could happen?
I mean, the third time's a charm.
Second.
Did you forget about your second one?
I never had a second one.
Oh, man.
Happy's first big tournament. His first big break.
Where he finds out he can play golf.
Yeah. We meet Otto. Is this where we first meet Otto, or is that the next tournament?
He is, Otto, the homeless guy, is doing his windshield.
Was that this one, or the first tournament?
Yeah, the first
though?
One, yeah. Gives him a dollar.
So, yeah, as you know, Otto is his caddy. We may not know his name, but Otto's his main caddy for the movie.
Not in the first one.
No. So in the first game, he has the kid, whose name I think also just doesn't have a name. He just kind of comes up behind him and grabs his clubs. What do you expect to happen?
That is fair.
It's kind of his own fault that I don't condone beating up a child. but it's kind of his own fault for just sneaking up on him, not even saying hello first.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm your caddy.
And he full on snatched them. He didn't try and delicately grab them.
Yeah, yeah. I understand, like, Happy was hot-headed, obviously. Yeah. And no one knew this. And what he did, I don't condone beating up kids, obviously. But...
Professionalism on your part, kid.
Yeah, honestly. This kid is the actor's name is Jared Van Schnellenberg.
Okay.
He's not a big actor, but he's in two of my favorite other movies, right?
Okay.
Air Bud Spikes Back.
I assume that's volleyball.
Yeah, there's a dog playing volleyball. Yeah. You know, Air Buds?
We all know Air Bud.
We all know Air Bud, probably.
I would assume.
And also, he's in Agent Cody Banks, the first movie. Ooh. He's just a random dude. And I'm like, man, I love this. That curly hair, blonde haired kid is in Agent Cody Banks, and he's a voice. He's uncredited, I think, in Air Bud, but a voice in Spike's Back. So we see him do his drive, he gets a hole in one. Everyone is hearing about Happy Gilmore. The cocktail party. The cocktail party, look, if you've been to primary school, if you've been to high school, obviously, if you're an infant, thanks for listening, I guess. Sorry you found this. We are swearing a bit.
I'm impressed you could find it as an infant, though.
Yeah, honestly, great work. We talk about bullying and bystanding, right? And obviously, Shooter McGavin is setting him up for failure at this 9-9 hole. And the guys around him, they're bystanders. And everyone seems to like stop and watch these, like, what, five or six golfers talk, these pros talk, and they just, like, everyone in that room technically just start bullying him by blasting him, not being like, hey man, we know all about this.
Yeah.
Don't do it, man.
I will say, though, happy when it happens, you know, he goes to the green, goes to the ninth green at 9, like he's been told, and sprinklers turn on. Soak his nice suit.
Yeah.
Looked a bit big for him, I assume maybe it was his dad's or his grandpa's. Yeah, yeah. He just looked more disappointed than pissed off when it first happened. He's just like, man, I gotta deal with this.
My least favorite thing about how he was told about this was, well, not least favorite, but there was a pro golfer there. Mark Lye was actually one of the guys in this scene, this bullying, bystanding scene. So the first guy that's talking to him. And Happy's confident. He rocks up, he says good day. He's like, ah, oh, you know, who tapped the keg? I'll pump. Like, he's so confident with random people he doesn't even know. He didn't have to go to this thing.
Yeah.
I didn't think he would have. He just wants money. He would have gone home. But then he sees Virginia, which is weird that she's walking on the green at like 9:15
at night. I assume that... like, because there's usually pathways around, maybe that's towards where she was going home, and like,
go to the car park, yeah.
Or she was just outside for some air.
She was just, and he's like, hey, you should be Gavin, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. I like that about him.
He just had time to get over his disappointment, and it turned into rage.
You know how when you're upset with something, you give yourself a second to breathe, like, what is upsetting about this?
Yeah.
And you make a rational next step. Happy Gilmore. Straight to fucking murder. I love it. Yeah. I love that about it.
0 to 2,000 in 5 seconds.
Now, we rock up to the first tournament. He's ready. He's happy, as they say. I like that his first person he's versing is none other than Kevin Nealon. He's everywhere. He's in every movie. He's like in most of these Happy... Is it Happy...
Happy Madison.
Happy Madison Productions?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in, like, most of these. I like that about it. I like that he's more or less everywhere. And then he's, like, in random dad roles in other movies throughout. I like that about him. Fuck yeah, Kevin. Just, like, you see him, like, yeah, this is going to be a pretty alright movie. First tournament, what are the thoughts?
I mean, it was just pretty standard, like, tournament fare, I guess. Like, happy learning the ropes.
Yep.
And more of an introduction. Not an introduction, fleshing out more of how Happy is.
Yep.
Because as we know, it leads into... the whole Happy, if you keep acting like this, you're not going to be allowed to play.
Yeah.
Which means you won't get the money for Grandma's house, which is the whole reason he's here.
I like it when they're at the bar and Happy, you know, he goes to get a beer. Shooter's like, gives him some shit. And he's like, I know what you're doing and I don't like it. And then Shooter's like, you know, good luck beating me. Or good luck, whatever he says.
Yeah.
And Happy smashes a beer bottle and threatens him. Great, just like, yeah, grab this. Oh, I will kill you right now. And then Virginia's like, hey, whoa. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, I was looking for the other piece of this beer bottle.
There's, yeah. There's some over there. There's a little bit here too.
And she stops her. And then, and she stops him, sorry. And then Shooter's like, he has these, he starts rhyming. What's he say? He's like,
I can't remember. He doesn't rhyme deliberately.
And obviously Shooter's a bit rocked about this broken beer bottle. He says, just stay out of my way or you'll pay. Listen to what I say. Which, yeah. I love that they just started rhyming. Like, obviously not intentional for the character, probably intentional for the writing team. And the Happy, he replies with, hey, why don't you just go and eat some hay? I can lay by the bay, make things out of clay. I just may, what do you say? Gets me. I just love it. He just, imagine like...
He's just not scared at all. He's quick-witted.
I wouldn't think Happy would be... He doesn't seem like the guy that has such a quick response time with those sort of things. But he hits it out the park and I'm like, yeah, that's good shit.
Just stay out of my way or you'll pay. Listen to what I say. How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
We meet the disappointed headshake guy in this first tournament as well.
We
completely skipped over him.
Yes.
He's one of my favorite random characters in any movie. He's just always there when something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Happy when he's losing his cool, he just shakes his head. Later on, he shows up during a training montage. When something tragic happens, he's just always there.
I like him.
I like his presence.
I like who he is. Because that's not a random dude. That's not an extra. That is a pro golfer.
Is he also a pro
golfer? That is also a pro golfer.
Of course he is.
That is Lee Trevino.
That's Lee Trevino?
Yeah, that's Lee Trevino.
You know Lee Carvello's putting challenge?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that game is apparent. He had, Lee Trevino had an NES game.
Oh, on The Simpsons. There was a golf, and they reference it.
Yeah, so he had a golfing game. I think it was a driving range sort of game.
Yeah.
On the NES. And I'm pretty sure that's what Lee Carvello's putting challenge is meant to be.
Because
Lee Carvello is not a real person.
Yeah.
But Lee Trevino is.
Yeah, so it was Lee Trevino is that the shaking the head guy.
Lee Carvello himself.
I was like, who is this guy? He must be someone important if that's an ongoing character. The man, the myth, the legend that tells us all about Grizzly Adams, Lee Trevino.
He did have a beard.
Now, during this situation of him getting better, during this part of the movie, he's getting better, he's enjoying golf, he's already been told off, and Virginia's sort of like molding him into a better person.
Yeah.
It's weird that she's obviously, to an extent, manipulating him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. Like using him because it gets better ratings and helps her job.
And she's showing off that, how good am I at like making this guy better so we can get more money, more or less, for our company.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I like that about her. She's a nice character to an extent, but there are some hidden motives that obviously Happy probably knows about.
Yeah.
Because they had the meeting and stuff. Now, during this, she's like, don't break any rules, don't swear, you know, all these things. Let's get you through this without you getting in trouble. And then he kills an alligator with his bare hands.
Now, there was nothing in the rule. She didn't specify he could not kill an alligator. She just said, no swearing, no throwing clubs, no hitting other players.
Yeah, so no fun.
You can still have fun. Apparently killing alligators is fun.
Well, yeah, who knows? Because alligator steals his ball. He says, jobs. And then he kills the fucking... What?
Headbutts it to death.
He like, specifically. And then he elbow drops it at the end of it. And I'm like, surely that should be news. Surely they should make comment like, yeah, that's an alligator killer. Like in Australia, the Steve Irwin, the croc hunter.
Oh, don't get me started on him.
That's another day. But in in America, there's Happy Gilmore, the alligator destroyer. To see an alligator annihilator, if we go on with some more alliteration. What the fuck?
And later on, we see Happy has its head in a box.
Yeah.
I mean, he annihilated this alligator. Do you think he cut the head off or he just fucking ripped it off?
Oh, it's a clean cut.
With his brute strength.
I reckon he's
put like karate chopped it.
Well, he kills the alligator.
Yeah.
Which is a hilarious scene I assume we've all seen it. He's wrestling a blow-up toy and it's so obvious.
I think it was just plastic blow-up toy. But it was definitely fake.
It's so fake. And you're like, that is amazing. And you watch it like, that is stupid. So he kills it, elbow drops it, gets his ball and everything. Everyone's like, whoa, great work. And I guess the people that are filming, the rating guys and stuff, they're like, tick, yep, not against the rules. Where are the rules, like you said? Where in the rules does it say, do not kill an alligator with your bare hands? Nowhere.
Exactly.
So I guess he gets it out of the lake, pond, whatever.
Does he just give it to someone?
He carries it and he maybe finds an animal handler down the road. Is like, I need this head. It's a gift from my friend that got
his hand amputated,
I guess, by by the alligator. Afterwards, she goes on a date with him. Just friends date.
I mean, I feel like if I saw a man kill an alligator with his bare hands, and again, not just kill, destroy an alligator with his bare hands, I would do whatever he says.
I mean, I guess, but like...
Like, if we can do that, alligators are tough. If we can do that to an alligator, what would he do to me?
Yeah, but it shouldn't be a threatening thing. It shouldn't be like, hey, do you see that alligator I killed? It could be you.
I don't think that's not what he said.
Yeah, but how you explain it.
Yeah.
So they go on this date, and the hockey puck situation where she's like, I didn't see it go in.
But then that does lead to another one of my favourite shots from the movie, and yours as well, of the Zamboni driver singing along to the movie.
What's he singing? Endless Love.
Endless Love.
And it's just, he's so into it, and it's... We see him for a good, like, 20 seconds.
They focus on him a lot.
He's just like, my love, like, mwah. Now, that is what I watch Adam Sandler movies for this guy. Oh, man. Honestly, he makes a movie, I think. Without him, I wouldn't be as invested without the Zamboni lip syncer, I guess. Oh, what a guy. My love, my love, my
endless love. And now we're up to probably my favorite part of the movie, one that I know you and I quote constantly. The celebrity golf tournament. The
celebrity golf tournament. What do we quote the most, you think, out of this?
That would be Donald.
Donald is
the crazed fan.
Yeah.
Who shoot him with Gavin Hayes. Calls Gilmore a jackass.
Yeah, jackass.
Now, Donald isn't credited in IMDb. I looked it up just before. Donald, guess who Donald is? His Joe Flaherty. His name in IMDb is Jeering Fan.
Yes, despite the fact they say his name.
And in the subtitles, they say Donald a few times as well.
That was how I found out his name, actually, because I just apparently never heard Shooter say it until this rewatching.
So, yeah, he's with Bob Barker. Bob Barker is the Price is Right, the host.
Yes. Leads to one of my favourite moments. I said in this movie, possibly in cinema history, of Bob Barker just beating the shit out of Adam Sandler.
All right. A few things about this situation, right?
Okay.
Firstly, hilarious. I like at the end, he knocks out, he says, I think you've had enough. And then kicks him.
Yeah.
He's like, now you've had enough, bitch.
That pause.
That pause. That is like this heart attack, you know, the song, this heart attack. And he's like, my heart stops, it isn't going. Oh, Bob Barker. He's done it way better. He's done it.
Did it years before.
Years before. Because of Bob Barker's cameo, did you know the ratings for The Price is Right rose amongst the college-age viewers?
I didn't know that, but that's not surprising.
It's not surprising. You're like, Happy Gilmore, Bob Barker. Well, I mean, might as well. If he's kicking ass on a movie, I'm watching it again. Now, Bob Barker also, he trained with none other than Chuck Norris and his brother.
I did hear that I've listened to a podcast where he was a guest and he talked about that. Legitimately learnt to fight.
That's amazing. I love Bob Barker.
Bob Barker's great. I'm not sure if this is true. I may also be misremembering it. I'm pretty sure Bob Barker insisted on doing the fight himself. I tried to get a stuntman or something, and he was like, no, I'm doing it.
Well, I heard that Bob Barker, he was like, I don't know if I want to be this movie, like, I'm not really keen on it. And then he found out he's going to fight Adam Sandler. He's like, the credit card meme was like, give me the fucking movie! And he jumped on it. He was so happy to do it. And I was like, that is like, maybe he hates Adam Sandler.
Maybe.
Maybe he hates golf.
Who doesn't? Golf sucks.
Yeah.
No offense to you golfers out there.
If you're imagine a golf fanatic listening to like, fuck these
makes
guys.
It this way through one star review, right?
It's like, I was enjoying it until he started talking shit on golf. So he's had a fight with Bob Barker. Off the bat.
Just have a fight. Got destroyed
He got put on his ass by the old Bobby B. Now, then they have a meeting with Virginia, fair enough.
Yep.
The guy that runs tournaments, television is a television guy?
He's like a TV network guy or something.
Yeah, whatever.
He wasn't Donald. That was someone else. That was the guy we talked about.
I
know they said his name at the start of the movie.
Doug Thompson.
That's where the D came from.
He has a meeting with Doug and, the TV presenter guy.
Yeah.
Virginia. And for some reason, Shooter McGavin's there?
Yeah, like, I know it's a movie. He has to be there for the plot, but why would they let, like, legit, they're trying to play this movie as if it's a real thing happening.
Yeah.
Why would they let him be in the room?
I feel like he's not important in this situation. It's not.
He's not involved in the fight.
Yeah. For all we know, we don't even know why Donald was there.
Yeah.
He was just an asshole.
Yeah.
But, apparently for some reason we got Shooter McGavin in this meeting.
In the meeting, he wasn't just like sitting in the room, he was like actively involved
in this HR meeting to an extent.
Yeah. Was Ridiculous. He Bob Barker's representative or something?
I don't think so. So then after that, we've got a Subway commercial.
Because Happy is banned from playing for a month.
Yeah.
Suspended. He can't get the money he needs for grandma.
Yep.
So now we're in Subway.
He's in Subway. They were so high up here with Happy Gilmore, Subway. They had a thing going in 96, like blah, blah, blah. And then old mate Jared rolls around from Subway. And you're like, wow, you went from so high to, man, this is embarrassing to eat because of what happened with old mate Jared from Subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fogel, I think his name is.
His name Fogel?
I think his surname is Fogel.
That's a bad name.
It is.
If your last name is Fogel, if you listen to this, I'm sorry. But, I mean, I'm probably going to question who you are as well.
Yeah.
Jared Fogle, not a good time. And then they've got enough money. They go back to their house and then realize they're getting auctioned off. Who buys a house? Shooter McGavin. Fucking McGavin. They have, you know, fair enough. He heard about the house being repossessed in the meeting. Plot, he was there. So then he bought the house. And then comes one of my favorite quotes from the movie. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
You're in big trouble though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
Look, it's... After I heard that as a kid, I prayed that someone said, I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. There would be never a situation that somebody said that.
That's not... Now, also, that quote, people seem... I forget it as well. Shooter's response to that.
No.
The sharpest no you could possibly... Like, no.
No.
Like, as if he's been called... Like, as if he actually does and he's realized he's admitted it.
He's like, oh, shit. No, I can't let people know that. That's weird. Yeah. Obviously, that's weird.
Who eats that?
Who eats a piece of shit for breakfast? Not me, not Shooter McGavin.
No.
I am a winner, not a shit eater.
No.
So then after that, you know, they agree on this deal. If Happy loses, I'm out. It's all yours.
Done.
Enjoy.
No more golfing for Happy.
I just dropped my pen, my bad. If he wins, he gets a house back, which is great because he gets a house back and then he... has the winnings, the money.
Yeah.
That has a jacket. And then he has all that other money here. So I'm assuming he'll have 500K and the house back.
Yeah, presumably.
Or he's gonna let him buy the house instead of him. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I don't think he can just... Again, I don't know how property laws work.
You might
be able to just sign it over to someone.
I mean, neither of us own a house.
Yeah.
So the putting practice at Happy... Is it Happy Land? Happy Land. Thoughts on that?
I mean, we got another lovely Lee Trevino cameo.
We do. We have a little shaking of his head.
And a quote that you and I have used a lot more than you'd think of, "You're gonna die, clown."
You're gonna die, clown! It's crazy that quote, that line comes in just in general in my life.
Yeah.
And it's not, I'm not even talking to a clown. I say it, I'm like, yeah, I love Happy Gilmore. When do you use that quote, really?
The last time I remember using it, we were at the arcade.
Yep.
Playing that game where you throw the ball at the little clowns.
I do remember that.
The last time I remember us using it, but I'm sure I've used it since.
I mean, you gotta use it. You gotta use it.
I have used I Eat Pieces of Shit Like You for Breakfast in wrestling once.
That is...
Because I thought it'd be funny.
We find out about his happy place. We find out that he can, you know, tap his mind into feeling better. Like, cure to depression.
Yeah, basically. Being
a happy place, to an extent. And then he finds out, yeah, I'm ready to putt. And that's when we get the unfortunate passing of Chubbs Peterson because we see the alligator head.
Yes.
Falls out the window. And then, for some reason, Lee Trevino, new costume.
Yeah. He went home and got changed and was just going... Maybe it was his, like, walking clothes and he was going for a walk.
Yep. So, maybe he left Happy Land early.
Yeah.
Went home, changed, went for a walk past Chubbs' apartment.
I think it was Happy's apartment.
Happy's apartment, sorry. And then... sees him fall out the window and he goes to catch him, misses him or whatever happens.
Yeah, shakes it his looks head like he tried to catch him.
Yeah, like. Shakes his head and says, you know, he's dead.
Yeah.
So, Happy kill count. One alligator, one human.
Yeah.
Why is he not in jail?
The Chubbs one, I think, would probably not count. It might potentially come under manslaughter.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe
but after also the, someone would have, like, I think you'd have to press charges at least. Like, Chubb's family would be like, no, we want Happy Gilmore charged for killing our dad.
Yeah, or whatever family he has, yeah. You're right.
And that alligator, I assume, doesn't have family that can speak English because they're alligators. Generally, they don't speak English.
You don't know all the alligators out there.
Like I said, generally.
Okay, sure, that's fine.
It's an assumption.
We can have an alligator chat later on off podcast. Maybe we'll have an episode on alligators. We won't.
Bonus episode on bonus. A Patreon that doesn't exist yet.
It's ridiculous that this all happens. Great putter that he gets given though. Yeah. Really pretty. But then Chubbs falls out of the window and dies. And we see more Lee Trevino and just the shake of the head. I'm shaking my head in real life, but it's audio, so you can pretend I'm shaking my head, and you're like, yeah, nice,
use, good. Use your brain here.
Yeah, use your imagination. So it's the final tournament. We see more of Shooter McGavin's childlike humor, or childlike nature at the start of it. And he's like, you killed a golf legend, or a pro legend, whatever he says. Something like that. And then he says, I'm gonna like dedicate this match to this tour to him. And Happy obviously upset. He's like, oh no, I said I'm gonna do that.
I'm gonna do that.
And then he's like, nah, I called it. Like,
and you know what though? That's fair.
He called it. Like Shotgun, you kind of like, no, get out.
Yeah.
It's the rule of Shotgun, I guess.
Exactly.
And I have a little fight, a little tuffle, and Virginia's like, no. No, Happy. You beat him on the golf court. The golf course.
The green.
The green, as the kids say. And he says, yeah, I'll beat you on the course. And then old mate says, yeah. And Grizzly Adams had a beard. And then old mate Lee Trevino says,
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
That is, I love how we get a man, a pro golfer, shaking his head on movie, has one line, and then Shooter looks at him, doesn't reply, and just leaves. What a cameo. What an interesting...
The only words this man says the entire film.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard. They're together, they tee off together, and obviously the end of the last arc of the movie, the underdog, will he win?
Yeah.
Versus the I would argue, into a weird, like, if you're looking at both sides of the coin, Shooter McGavin is upset and is upset, that's okay to be upset.
Yeah, like, because, he's worked hard for this, and this random dude is just suddenly taken over.
Doesn't respect golf. I mean, what Shooter does, obviously inappropriate, hires a guy to, like, hurt him, hires a guy to, like, fuck up his life.
Run him over with a car.
Yeah, but it's understandable who's upset.
Yeah.
It's like the Karate Kid. I haven't watched Karate Kid.
I have. A lot.
Okay. Well, I like the Karate Kid. Is it like the Karate Kid?
Yeah, I guess kinda. Like, more so the stuff from Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Like, Netflix series, YouTube Red, whatever. I don't think that exists anymore. Johnny is upset at Daniel for beating him, with, as a lot of people pointed out, with an illegal move.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's the same sort of thing with Shooter McGavin and Happy. Daniel has just come out of nowhere winning these karate tournaments.
Yeah.
Or winning this one big tournament, really, because there was only one in that movie.
Yeah.
Trained by a random old man.
Yeah.
Whereas Johnny Lawrence was training for years.
Yeah, yeah.
To get to the level he was at.
Even though he was a bully.
Daniel was also... Cobra Kai makes a good point of... Daniel was also a piece of shit.
Okay, well that's... Anyway,
we're not a Karate Kid podcast.
Anyway, back to Happy Gilmore. They tee up together. They have Shooter gone. They have Happy gone. Blah, blah, blah. What happens during this that impresses you? The last arc. Just during these back and forth.
There's a couple of good quotes in there again.
Yep.
Towards the end of it. So, just do a quick summary. Shooter's getting upset that Happy is winning. So he calls Donald, the fan from earlier that was calling Happy a jackass. Donald comes and runs Happy over with his car.
Yep, yep.
Now, Happy continues to play because he wants to beat Shooter McGavin.
Yep.
Also leads us to another great quote from the Doctor. Gives us some classic quotes in this second arc, such as, Happy learned how to putt. When he gets that hole in, yeah. Shooter's not expecting it.
Happy learned how to putt. Uh-oh.
And then, what does he do after, is it like a, somebody's closer?
When they're chipping out of the bunker, that's right.
That's it, yeah.
Somebody's closer.
Yeah, we get another scene with Mr. Larson, Happy's old boss, the one he shoots in the head with a nail gun at the start.
Yep.
Now, I've met Mr. Larson in person.
You did? You saw him at, what was it, Comic-Con?
Supernova. One of the two. Same thing, really.
Yep.
Not that long, like a few months before he died.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he was dead.
Yeah, he died in like 2012.
Oh, well.
He's dead for a while.
Rest in peace, sorry. I apologize.
That man is huge. I understand Shooter McGavin's fear from dealing with him. That's also why you'll notice anytime he's standing up, he's leaning on something.
Oh, is he? In the whole movie?
Yeah, he's leaning on a post at one point. He's leaning on a man when Shooter hits the ball off of his foot.
Oh, yeah.
Because he physically can't stand up without support.
Oh, so he needs a cane of sorts.
He would normally use a cane or one of those motor scooters.
Yeah, okay.
Because he was just that tall. Because he had a form of gigantism, I believe.
Like a little bit of Andre the Giant in him.
Yeah. So he was that tall and big
that
it was just too painful for him to walk around and stuff.
Interesting. I know that. In this era, in this bit, at the end of it, there's a few things I want to mention in this, like, shooter versus Happy situation.
Yep.
Happy gets upset. He finally gets one of his putts in, and he throws his putter, and Otto, the homeless man that is now his caddy, catches what it looked like an amazing, like a boomerang throw with ease. Like, he didn't
and just really, so casually, too. Just,
he didn't even flinch. And I was like, dude, that
sticks
guy...
Sticks his hand out.
That guy could be, like, a boomerang from, like, DC. It's ridiculous. That was probably one of my most, I was impressed. Oh, man. Now, the final scene, it happens, obviously. It's like everyone watching tennis, but tennis is played on 25 different angles.
Yeah.
And it goes, dink, 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 dink. And he gets it in.
Happy wins.
Happy wins. But the announcers, they're like, that was amazing. What? It wasn't amazing. It was nigh impossible. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, I get you.
They say that was terrific. Or so whatever he says, he could have said something like, I can't believe my eyes. Happy Gilmore wins at whatever they could do, but it was...
Yeah, see, golfing, they stay very professional with everything. So just saying that's amazing is the extent they can go.
I guess so, but I think as Happy brought these crowds, he could have done something more for it.
Fair.
Is what I'm saying.
Shooter stealing the jacket.
Shooter steals the jacket.
Like, I want to know as well. Again, I know, before you guys get on us for it, it's a movie. They have to do it for the plot. Wouldn't they have, like, a proper ceremony where they give Happy his jacket? Like, a trophy sort of ceremony? Hey, not just come up to him as soon as he finishes?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's funny how he mentions, like, mid-last hole that he's telling Virginia his jacket size.
Yeah.
And then they have the jacket, and it must have been, obviously, like, I'm going
to win.
Probably
a general sizing one, maybe, for, like, a ceremony. Then you get a specific one.
That's exactly it. Now, he says it, and then they have the jacket, hilarious, like, good stuff. Then you see Mr. Larson say, I believe that jacket's Happy's. And then he runs like a machine. You make the noise for us?
Like, it's in slow motion, so that's what he sounds like.
He sounds like a rhino, if a rhino like had a voice sort of thing.
Yeah.
I will get you, Shooter! And he had a shirt that says, guns don't kill people, I kill people. And I thought that was a cooler show when I was a kid. I watched this movie way too young.
Yeah.
I remember looking at it and I was like, yeah, that's a cool shirt. And I remember drawing it on at primary school or something.
Yeah.
And then being in trouble, obviously, because it's not appropriate.
Yeah. Very much so.
He wins. They go back to the house. Yep. In the car, we have Virginia, Grandma, Happy, and in the backseat, Otto. They come out of the car and they are they're drinking some champagne.
Also, Otto, dressed to the nines.
He looks so good. He looks like that episode of The Simpsons when Lisa turns Groundskeeper Willie into this amazing...
That's what he looks like.
He looks amazing. And then they have a champagne in the car and they go home. Now, my question is, and maybe it's like a what happens next sort of thing, or where are they now sort of thing.
We'll find out in the sequel. Happier, yeah. Gilmore.
Does Otto live with Grandma, or does he like just go back to being homeless? What do you like? I guess I assume Virginia and Happy start dating properly,
yeah,
and they're moving together in his apartment or wherever. He's a pro golfer now. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, as you said earlier, Happy probably has a lot of money now.
Yeah,
maybe he just got Otto his own little place.
Maybe, yeah,
to help him out.
Or maybe Grandma's maybe she's lonely.
Yeah, Grandma just wants the company because Happy lived with her for so long,
and now you know Otto lives there and he helps run the house and maybe gets a job. Maybe Otto becomes an announcer. I like going way back. We didn't even talk about this, but Otto's just like, slightly downhill and a bit to the left. And Happy's like, that's because you're missing a shoe. And he looks down and he's, oh, yeah.
He's not wearing socks either.
Yeah.
Or at least not wearing a sock on that foot.
And he steals a quarter from the first...
Yeah, he takes the guy's putt marker because he thinks he just put a coin down. Eats the cracker. Otto was pretty good.
I like Otto. And then we see him like washing his hair. I think Otto might be my favourite character.
Oh, that's a big claim.
Who do you think your favourite character is?
Lee Trevino's character.
You think the shaking hand guy and the Grizzly Adams did have
him and Otto are probably a tie.
They are great characters. Now, Lucas, I've got a couple of quotes who's missed. We've talked about the movie, we talked about some fun facts and stuff. I want to mention just at the end, a little snip at the end, a little bit of a dessert. Mister!
The Mister lady!
Mister! She's one of my... I don't know what it is about...
I think she's one of those ones that comes back like years later in a random Adam Sandler movie.
It wouldn't surprise me.
But you know how he does that? I think she does.
Eat this, and leave us alone! And then...
I think I just killed her. Yeah. Killed her with the egg.
And we just boom. Mister! What are some other quotes that you've forgotten about, but what are some of your favorite quotes from this movie?
There's one that I believe we both share as a favorite.
Okay.
When he's talking to Chubbs.
Yep.
About winning the jacket after Chubbs has tried to convince him to golf.
Yeah.
Chubbs tells him about the gold. He could win the gold jacket.
Yeah, the gold that, like, oh man, like, Chubbs has such a high appreciation.
That jacket is like an honor to Chubbs.
Yeah, he's like, gold jacket. You can win the gold jacket. Hasn't mentioned the money yet.
No.
The gold jacket.
And Happy responds with just the classic, gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's just...
In his car and goes home. Tries to go home. Yeah.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
One of my other... I know you love this bit of the start, and we mentioned it a lot. When he's showing off his drive to Will Sasso and the other mover, and he launches it, and he hits the... He hits a dude at his house.
Yeah.
Now, what does he say? Will Sasso says, he says, man, you hit that guy. And what does Adam Sandler hit him with straight after?
Shouldn't have been standing there.
I mean, good point.
He's right. If you've seen a golf ball come out of nowhere into your house, why'd you stand outside?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in danger. And the man's wife joins in.
And then the wife or the door, someone is in the top window. And this is one of my favorite, it's a noise, I guess, not a quote. he drives it again. He hits a wife or whoever she is. The conk and then the down
off the roof.
It's just like that. Like,
do we count that into his kill count? Because I feel a golf ball to the head could kill you.
Okay,
especially if you fall
out
of a window.
Potential kill count.
Okay,
so knowledgeable kill count. Well, kill count in quotations. We kill the croc and then we kill the alligator.
Yeah.
Scratch that. Adam Sandler's character, Happy Gilmore, killed an alligator. Then Chubbs Peterson fell out the window after Happy shot him in the head. Technically,
so he's potentially killed. Been involved in multiple kills.
Yes.
Because the Meester lady, he believes he may have killed.
I forgot. We just mentioned her. And the lass in out of the window, maybe she's got a concussion and she didn't
die. Look, those are no joke, man.
That's a good relatable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
A bit too soon.
Thank you so much all for listening in on this episode of Socks and Sandlers. I am Henry. This is
Lucas.
Lucas, have a great night.
Have a good one, folks.
Have a good afternoon.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
Whatever time you're listening to this, have a good rest of the day. If you're going to bed, good night. Sleep well.
And we'll see you next week for what should we do next, do you think?
It's a good question.
We'll think about it.
It'll surprise you.
It'll probably have Adam Sandler as a main character.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, who knows? Wait a second. There's no Kevin James in this movie?